good show.
Go.
Blog Talk Radio.
What happened? Here we go. Uh-oh. What happened, Nina?
I don't know, but the
that
music
was
not there.
To Free Psychic Readings with Lennis and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Well, every Wednesday, Nina and I are on for an hour to do psychic readings. You know we enjoy doing it. So one question per caller, please. And don't forget, we do daily readings 11 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday on www.theessenceofsuccess.com. Now, if you desire a more personal or more intimate reading, definitely go to the website and click on intuitive readings. Our personal readings are private, just like a doctor, so never to be discussed, but with the client who is requesting. So thank you for joining and supporting our show around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Let me bring in my co-host. Good evening, I should say, Miss Nina.
Good evening, Lennis. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. I have a few announcements to make. I have some birthdays and anniversaries. So our friend Holly's
okay.
birthday was... So happy birthday to Holly.
Holly. Yeah, good for her.
Tuesday was my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Lyle and Karen. It was their 41st anniversary, so happy anniversary to you. And today is our friend Ray's birthday. Happy birthday, Ray. I guess you're almost getting there, huh? 59. Woohoo! Way to go, Ray. And on Saturday... it's Mel's birthday. So happy birthday, Melody. You know who Mel is, Lannis.
Yes, haven't talked to her in a while.
Yeah, no, it's her birthday. So, yeah, happy birthday to all of you. I hope you have a wonderful birthday and a wonderful day. And if any of you feel like staying at tonight, could you send prayers and healing to my granddaughter Cassandra? She was in a car accident on Monday, and she's not broken, but she has whiplash. And I'm sorry, but that's worse than a break. A break will heal; whiplash might not. But anyways, if you could all just say a prayer for her because she's having a pretty rough time of it. Thank you.
And what's her name again? Let me write that down. What's her name again?
Cassandra.
Cassandra, okay. Let's see, prayers for her. All right. And I just have one birthday, Demita. Happy birthday, Demita. Like adopted daughter. So happy birthday to her. Anything else?
Full moon is Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. So be prepared. It's the effects from it are already rearing their heads. So, yeah, be prepared. People are going to get a little bit crazy. I know things have been crazy around here since Monday. So just be prepared for it. And if you have any intentions, please write them down. If you have crystals that need to be cleansed, put them out in the moonlight. And that will cleanse any crystals that you have. And other than that, yeah. Soon the weekend will be here.
And the snow stopped here, so, but it's still a lot of it on the ground. We still have a lot of residue, so I mean, that tells me it's still pretty cold outside because it hasn't melted. And the temperatures have went up. We're in the 40s, but the snow is taking its time about leaving, so that's okay. As long as the streets are clear and people can get around and go to work or what have you, that's a good thing, so.
Lennis?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
When we get snow here, it doesn't disappear until spring. So count your blessings.
Okay. Okay, because it's hanging on. Okay, well, are we ready to start or any other announcements?
Yes,
okay.
No,
all right. Well, our first caller and welcome to the show is area code 702. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Craig. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Craig.
Fine. Hi, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. No complaints. None whatsoever.
All right. So what can we answer for you, young man?
Well, the question I have for tonight is, right now I'm pretty much, within the last 2 weeks, I got dumped with paperwork on my job, and it just seems like it's insurmountable. And I just want to know, do you all see me getting out of this hole that I'm in right now successfully?
Of course.
Okay, now, do you mean financially, or do you just mean you said you're inundated with a lot of paperwork?
Yeah, on my job, yes.
Okay, so you want to know when that paperwork is going to let up?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can tell you this right now. They've got plans. I don't know what Nina sees, but they've got plans for you. This is just the beginning. It's not a bad thing. It may be working on your nerves. But it's not a bad thing. I see that they are looking to move you up. They have other plans for you. So it's like you're at the bottom floor right now, but they're trying to move you up to the next two floors, two jumps up.
Wow.
So that may be the paperwork that they just want to see how you handle it and do it. And from there, they're going to suggest to you or yeah, I'll say a suggestion, if you're interested in another position within the company, higher than where you're at right now.
Wonderful.
That's what I'm picking up. What are you seeing, Miss Nina?
No, I picked up the same thing. Yeah, you're going to get through this paperwork. Just keep plodding away, like they say, one foot in front of the other until it's done. You'll get through it, and yeah, you will be rewarded for all this.
Yep, you will.
Yeah. You all see a timeline for that?
I would say 2 weeks or by the 1st of March, it'll start to ease down. In March is definitely, I see the second week they're showing me right now, second week of March, and when they're going to have a meeting with you and ask you about, you know, would you be interested in another position?
Oh.
Because I think they want to move you up and put somebody else in the position that you're in now. They feel you're more qualified in some other areas. You may not think so, but they believe in you, and so they feel like you're more qualified. You know, like maybe right now if you're just a worker, they might see you as a supervisor or a manager. So, yeah, so it's good. I mean, what you're doing is good. Like I said, I know it's probably working your nerves, but there's a higher thing coming for you. So don't,
okay.
You know, don't worry about it. You may be taking low now, but you're going high. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. You know how old folks say, sometimes you got to crawl before you walk, but when you stand up, get
yes.
the running.
That would be great to happen before I get married on March 30th. That would be awesome.
Yes, you will get that new position before your marriage. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, everything's just falling into place for you. You are blessed,
yes.
My brother Craig.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, and congratulations on your wedding, too, and on your new position. So call us back and let us know, because you're definitely going to be offered a new position with more money.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. And you have a good rest of the week.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller, area code 617. You're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I caught your voice now. Hey, Gwen.
I know.
How are you doing? Why am I getting writing right now on you? Before you say anything, let me tell you what they're showing me. Writings, writings, writings. Writings.
Oh, wow.
Somebody's looking at your writings.
Let me see.
They're showing me a guy, but there's also a lady that's an editor. Looks like she's a friend of yours, but she does this on the side. This isn't her regular job, but she has done it. She has done it as a professional, but like now she just does it on the side to help people that are trying to, you know, create a book.
Oh, wow.
Or do a book. So I see this woman, and she's in her early 40s. God, I see her working on a job. She's doing an 8-hour gig every day, but like I said, she does this on the side. So maybe a friend of a friend, somebody might tell you about this woman that they know that works with people with books or in the editorial. Hook up with her. She's good.
Oh, wow.
The guy I see in a kind of a distance, he's kind of distant. Not to say he wouldn't help, but I see this woman would be readily more forthcoming with you. You know, if you said, look, these are my writings, you know, can I put them in a book now or content or whatever? And she'd be like, oh, yeah, come on, let's do this. And she won't charge you because she'll be doing it just as a friend, as information to get you started.
Oh, nice.
You know, as a help for you. Okay. All right. Well, that's what I saw. So go ahead with your question now. I just had to tell you that right away.
Thank you. I just came back from dinner with a friend, a male friend, and we kind of cleared the air about how we feel about each other. On a romantic level, I just want to know if it's sincere.
Yep.
That we're
he
not.
He wants to get with you. Oh, go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
No, he's sincere.
Okay, and Linus, you said he wants to get with me.
Mm-hmm. Relationship.
He kind of made it feel like he. He didn't.
He's just being shy.
He is shy.
He's just being shy. But, yeah, he wants a relationship. And he likes the way it's going day by day. You know, neither one of you are putting, expectations on each other.
Right.
So he likes that. It's just day by day. You know, you had dinner tonight. Hey, you might get together Friday, go to the movies or something. It's okay. He likes that. That works for him. And possibly for you too, Lisa, but I know it works for him, but he would like to have a relationship with you, but he likes the way it's going. So let me just say that now. As it's going, it's good for him. So, you know, nobody's being intense or dominated or, why didn't you call me yesterday?
Right.
I thought you were going to call her like, no, he ain't that kind of person. He ain't that kind of party. He's a mellow guy and he is sincere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because now we're different in age.
So?
Our age is very different. And our conversation, we really got into some deep conversation, even into some sexual conversations. And he opened up to me. But he was like, you know, this is our relationship. This is, you know, it's not going to go any further than that. And I don't see you that way. But I think his body language is saying something different. So I'm a little confused.
Well, yeah, because I just see him being shy. So
he's just
you know, being a little reserved. He's just saying that, too, to see what your reaction is going to be also.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But he's just being shy because he's very much interested. So.
Really? Do you see us going out again?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Do you see it going further?
That's up to you and him.
Okay.
You guys are on a good communication right now, so keep that going. Your communication understanding is beautiful right now. So for it to go to another level just depends on, you know, if you two see it going that way. You might just remain as friends, you might remain lovers, or you might remain as a couple that are together forevermore, you know?
Okay.
But right now it's good. So that's why I want to. It's good.
It is. it is, and I don't want him to feel awkward because we kind of work together.
Yeah.
And he kind of opened up that he, likes to and wants to be with, interested in a lot of different women.
No. I'm going to see women running after him, but mm-mm. He's not a player. I'm not picking that up on him. This man is not a player. He's not that kind of gentleman. I see women that will approach him in all matters, speaking in form. Yes, he's a good-looking guy, but he's not no. He's not that way. In fact, he doesn't have a whole lot of respect for women that just throw themselves at him.
Okay.
You know, like, oh God, you are so good looking. Like, do you are you dating anybody? Can we get together? Blah blah. You know, he looks at that like, wow.
Yeah.
You're lowering yourself, okay? Because he puts a woman up on a pedestal when he looks at a woman. So when you come at him that way, I know you didn't, but when other women do, it turns him off. Because he feels like you're being cheap. You're lowering yourself, your standards as a woman with respect and honor.
Yes. Okay. Does he look at me with respect?
Oh, heck yeah. That's why he's interested.
Okay. But it's interesting because he made it seem like he wasn't interested, and our relationship is going to be just strictly friends. So I'm like, okay.
Nah, that's just him put.
Yeah, but
go
that's
ahead,
okay
Nina.
That's okay to begin with, and that's what he wants to begin with until he gets snubby better.
Okay.
It will come around, and he will come around. But
For
now, be friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have the best time tonight. We have the best time.
Well, there you go.
It was such a fun time. And we just opened up and just revealed. I mean, we were just really like, talking. I mean, he let his guard down really with me.
Just keep up the relationship. Put it this way, Lisa. If all you get out of this is another really good friend, is that so bad?
No, not at all.
That's
all right.
A good way to accept
it. That's true.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's very true. But, I kind of see this moving into another level. But I'm gonna only concentrate on us being friends. It was fun.
Yeah, do that.
Really fun.
And then that's how you'll reach him, is being friends.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. All right.
Yeah, he enjoyed
you, lady.
He is interested. Let us know. I see some good things transpiring coming up in March for you. So, keep it going.
Between the two of us?
Yep. So keep it going.
Wow. I will.
Mm-hmm. March is going to be a good month for the two of you.
Oh, excellent. This is good. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, beautiful ladies. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Let me just go ahead and say congratulations, girlfriend. Do the damn thing. Okay, and Lisa, you know we always enjoy talking to you.
You know I am. I'm going to go to school on this.
Oh, God. You know I enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Wonderful.
You as well.
Okay. All right. We got anybody in the chat room, Miss Nina?
Anna's in the chat room, and Heather's in the chat room, and then I have a new person in the chat room who I don't have a first name or just whatever handle they're using in there. So, we have three people in there.
Hello, Anna. Hi, Heather. Welcome. And the new person, welcome to the show.
So, ladies in the chat, if you have a question, go ahead and ask, and we will do it on air.
Also, we have lines open right now, so you're more than welcome to call in. 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we have lines open, and we're ready and waiting. Okay, go ahead, Nina. Oh.
We will not wait very long.
Come on, I know you people. We're coming up on the full moon. I know y'all got some questions. What's coming up? What's going to be transpiring and happening? Oh, and don't forget, too, y'all, next Tuesday is Veterans Day. And I think there's a Canada Family Day is on Monday, I think, isn't it? Family Day Canada, yeah, the 13th. And Veterans Day is the 14th. So,
in parts of Canada, not in Alberta. Ours is the weekend after.
Oh, yours is the 20th? The following Monday? Okay, okay.
And just to let everyone know, I'll not be on the show on the 19th because I will be in my mountains.
Oh, I know you're going to love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, we go every year and for Thanksgiving up here, so okay.
All right. Well, I got you in for the 19th, so you're good to go.
Okay, Heather wants to know if there is any Valentine wishes for her.
Oh, Valentine's Day, huh? Well, let me see. Heather and Valentine's. Well, I see hearts around her. Little baby hearts, too. They're cute. Almost like... what is that stuff that's fine that people throw in the air? God, I can't think what it's called, but that's how I'm seeing the hearts around her.
Confetti.
There it is. That's how it is. It's like confetti all around her, around her being. So a lot of love, I'll say that. Man, I don't know, but there's a lot of love. There's a lot of love coming to you on Valentine's Day.
That's what I said.
And surprises. So, Heather... surprises, good surprises, and a lot of love. Yep, a lot of love. Anybody else? Anna want to know about her week.
But Heather wants what she needs to look out for during this full moon.
Good question. Good question. Okay. Heather, this is going to sound strange to you, but you're going to see something in the sky, and it looks like a UFO. Weird. They're showing me you're looking up, and it's like you're seeing it for the first time, an actual UFO, and it's going by kind of fast, changing colors. Almost looks like a bell, the shape of a bell.
But whatever
Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, don't
Thursday
be frightened
or Friday,
by it.
But huh?
Don't be frightened by it. It whatever it is will not hurt you.
No. But for whatever reason, she looks up in the sky, and she sees this, and she realizes it's not a plane, and she's like, "Wow, I'm actually seeing a UFO." And you are. It's either Thursday or Friday. It'll be passing over quickly.
Okay. And our
be too quick for her to take a picture.
Our new person to the show, Lennis, her name is Melissa. So welcome, Melissa.
Welcome, Melissa, to the show.
Yeah, and Anna wants to know what's up for her week.
Okay. Thursday, I don't see anything. Friday, you're going to meet with Michael. You're going to see him Friday. Saturday, shopping. I see you maybe shopping on Saturday.
Yeah, and
that's
Anna,
about
please,
it.
Please be careful on Friday with your footing. Just be very extra careful because you could trip on something. So there you go. Please be careful. Watch where you're going. Just be careful.
Okay. Yeah, that's about all I see. I didn't see anything Thursday. Friday I saw her visiting with Michael, and Saturday. So, and you see her to watch your feet on Friday that she don't trip and fall, and then Saturday just out shopping.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's all I've got right now, Lennis. What do you see for me for the rest of?
Well, I do want to say this. They're showing me Cassandra. She does have head injury where she might be getting migraine headaches now and then, off and on. So they're showing me that right now. I'll let you know.
Yeah, that'll do anyway.
Okay. Well, they're showing me that off and on they'll come in, but it's because of that, the neck injury. Okay, coming up for you. Oh, on Friday you get your comeuppance. It's something. Oh. The truth is going to be explained or told.
Oh,
but you will get
like
your comeuppance. Yeah, whatever is, it's going to be told. The truth is, like, for you, it's good. It's good,
yeah.
Nina.
No, I know that, and that's what I want to come out is the truth.
Yeah. Well, it'll come out Friday. But like I said, you're come up and just like I, you know, tried to tell and didn't want to listen. So
yeah.
Now is people are listening. They know the truth. I'll put it like that. You told them right. They just didn't want to hear it at first. What else? I see a little kid on Saturday. What's Twinkle Toes? He's funny. Got a big old smile. It looks like he's about 3 or 4, but Twinkle Toes coming to visit you. His parents and him, or mother and him, are coming to visit you. I don't know if it's friend. Well, yeah, it's friends of the family. I don't see it as a relative. But the little kid, you know him. But I don't know why I'm getting Twinkle Toes. But he's a happy little kid, and they stopped by to visit on Saturday.
It could be my step grandson and my great grandson.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, look for a visit on Saturday in the afternoon sometime.
Grandma would like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a cute little boy. He's just a smiling, happy child. Happy baby.
Yeah.
Okay. That's about it. Sunday you're doing a show. Okay, I'm being funny.
I see that for you too.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's about it. Anything else, Melissa?
Melissa, have you got a question? You can darn well ask.
I have something for Melissa. I'm picking up for her not to turn her back on somebody. Melissa, I know you know who that is. But the angels are telling me to tell you, don't turn your back on that person, so you better watch them, whoever that it is. I think a female, but you need to watch them or be careful. Just be careful and watch your back.
Oh, and Melissa wants to know about any romantic interests in her future.
There's a guy, but I really don't think you want to be bothered with him. I'm seeing a long stick, almost like a cane. Why am I seeing that? Yeah, there's a guy that's going to approach you, but I'm going to tell you right now, Melissa, no. Delete. There's something about that guy's dark. It's just dark. Not good. And he's got a cane with him. And that doesn't mean that he's crippled or anything. I just don't know why he carries a cane. He's dark, almost like gothic. There you go. He looks like a gothic guy. So, and I don't believe that's you. I'm not picking up that that's your personality or character. There is a tall, heavyset guy that's interested in you, Melissa, but you could care less. He's really a nice individual, though. He's handsome. I mean, he's nothing to write home about, but he's handsome. But he's tall and heavy, kind of heavy set. Not obese now, but he's a heavy set guy, probably about 6'2", 6'3". And I think you know who it is, but for you it's like, nah, I'm not interested. Mm-mm. So I don't know, but just to let you know, he is a nice person. So.
She's laughing. She says the story of her life is a healer.
Yeah, I know
all of it, Melissa. As a healer myself, a Reiki master, yeah, I get some interesting people passing through my life.
Ain't that for sure? Yeah. Well, that's what I see for you, Melissa. So that was it. Just remember to watch your back, girlfriend. If you're a healer, then just, you know, ground yourself, cover yourself in white light. Just be careful. There are psychic vampires out there. Just to let you know.
Yes, there are. They're not pleasant to deal with.
No. No. Okay, well, like I said, the lines are open. If you want to call in to the show, 646-727-2914, call in. Otherwise, me and Nina will be wrapping it up here pretty quick. Huh?
Yeah, 10, 9, 8.
All right. Yes. Well, I will announce this right quick. I will have horoscopes up before or by Friday. Sorry for the delay. And also, I have a prayer book that I'm going to finish this week, and I will let people know where they can purchase it at or whatever, but I'll have it done before Friday. So I'll let everybody know by Sunday's show where you can purchase a book of prayers.
Well, I'm going to say this. It's about time.
Yeah, it is. So I'm getting it, finishing it up, get it done, finish it up, and and the horoscopes. That was just me being like, kind of lazy there. I could have had it done.
There's no such thing, Lennis. Wasn't time yet? Why it wasn't done?
That's true. When it's supposed to happen, it'll happen. You're right. All right, well, I got the music going, lady. Let's call it. Thank you, Heather.
Bye.
and Anna and Melissa for being with us today in the chat room. Me and Nina love that. And thank you for listening around the world, too, as well as calling in on the phone. Nina?
That's about it. Thank you for joining me in the chat room and keeping me entertained. On the phone, I guess we will see you all on Sunday. Have a good rest of the week. Prepare for the full moon. And love, light, and laugh.
Yes, and don't forget to pray for Cassandra, everybody. That's Nina's granddaughter, so don't forget to send out prayers for her. She was the one who was in the car accident. So let's remember her this week in prayers. And that's about it. And I'll see you Friday for Friday Traffic Jams. Okay. Have a good one, Miss Nina. Love you. And if no one's told you today, you guys, that they love you. Me and Nina do. Hello.